What should Alderman do is another question. Alderman Ray Lopez is joining us. A lot of movement there. I saw a number of you folks signed on to this ordinance, or at least to support an ordinance that would say the city shouldn't be doing vax mandates. And there's a lot else going on, too, Alderman Lopez. Thanks for joining us.
Happy Friday, Anna, to you and to your listeners. Yes, I'm one of the several aldermen that joined, Alderman Silvana Tabaris, Anthony Napolitano, and others, basically stating that no mayor should be able to invoke no pay status policies without approval of the city council first, making it retroactive to October 1st. In theory, if this were to pass, it would invalidate the mayor's vaccine mandate and require her or any other future mayor to have to get our approval to threaten our employees with withholding their pay in the future.
So how would you best describe this? Because some people look at that as a power grab by aldermen. I mean, that you just want to go after the mayor on this particular situation, that you don't agree in the vax mandates. Or is there something more here? Is it just you want to give the rubber stamp to the mayor? Are you not sure if aldermen will even all agree to it? Where does this go from here, Alderman Lopez? I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, I think the first message is that we're not all on board with the mayor's handling of this entire vaccine rollout, mandate, reporting, whatever you want to call it. And the way that she is applying aggressively the discipline, particularly to the police department only, is something that we're very much concerned about. You're not hearing stories of any of the other department's employees who did not meet the deadline of last week being sent home without pay. You're only hearing that from members of the FOP, the police department, even though we know 20% of the overall city departments failed to meet the mayor's arbitrary mandate. This hopefully will set the tone that the mayor needs to be more collaborative and listen with us, the aldermen, the members of the city council, when you want to do things like this and how you can best implement policies that are more inclusive and collaborative, as opposed to what we've seen up until this point, which is to just beat people upside the head with the mayoral stick and hope that they fall in line into submission.
I heard from Alderman Tabaris. I believe she was on with John Williams earlier. She was saying that, yes, she believes in vaccines. She doesn't necessarily believe in mandates. She thinks that it's disrespectful to not meet with the police first to discuss these and come to some sort of collective bargaining agreement before, you know, bringing down the hammer on them. And you're right, only police have been put on no pay status so far. My understanding is they are not still doing that. I heard they did it one day. I haven't heard since. Have you heard, are they still bringing officers down to headquarters and stripping them of their badges and putting them on no pay status?
I haven't heard of anybody as of late being called in. I think the media attention after that kind of put the brakes on things because I think they were worried of potential backlash from within the department. But I do know that nothing is off the table with this mayor at this point. And right now, this whole discussion has flown off the rails from what is truly important, which is protecting our employees as they take care of the citizens of the city of Chicago. We need that to get back to being the center of our discussion here. And I believe it is, in fact, a contractual issue. I believe the labor lawyer should be in charge of this discussion. And if we have to, put John Catanzara and Lori Lightfoot in opposing corners and let them just watch while the lawyers work it out, then so be it. But we have to move beyond this because right now this discussion is just getting uglier and uglier. We're seeing the mayor's temperament go from bad to worse and how she's dealing and talking with our police officers, and that's only going to spread to how she starts treating the rest of our employee work groups who are still not at 100%. At a time when morale throughout many city departments, but especially CPD, is probably at the lowest it's been in a generation. We can't afford to have a demoralized police force or workforce, period. And we need to just act like adults, have this conversation move forward, and move on so that we can get on with other things that are more pressing in the city of Chicago.
I do agree with you about the police vacancies and the number of people that we need to apply for these jobs in order to fill them with the best possible people moving forward. I know GNTV took a look at the resignations, the people leaving the department, the people retiring and retiring early, and lost about over 1,000 people in the past year. And they are not replacing them as quickly at a time when I hear from aldermen in all the wards, like, let's get some more police over here. We want to make sure the response times to crimes as they occur are what they should be.
And let's stop with the demonizing of our officers, especially, you know, not 2 months ago, we saw a heartbreaking tragedy unfold on 63rd near Oakley and Bell when Ella French was murdered. We've seen in the weeks since, I think 3 or 4 officers who've been shot, but survived, in Chicago. This job is dangerous enough because of the criminals and the mindset and the enabling that goes on in Cook County and throughout the city of Chicago. We don't need to kick our officers down over a vaccine, which nobody questioned up until this point. We could have worked this out months ago. We'd failed to do that. We can still work it out if people just act like adults and focus on what's truly important. You know, right now, our officers need our support as they struggle to hold this city from tearing itself apart. You know, I saw that there's a new story out now that Superintendent Brown is now worried about the homicides eclipsing 800 for the year. So everyone's basically going to be, to use their phrase, all hands on deck, standing on street corners, trying to protect some of the more dangerous neighborhoods. Now that, you know, all of these things are self-inflicted crises from this administration, where if they just listen and engage other people, we could have worked collaboratively to try and address these issues before they blew out of control. But now it's one crisis after the next. Chicagoans, I believe, are tired. They're fed up. They don't know where to turn next. Nobody feels like they've ever been able to catch their breath for the last 2 years. You know, we're ready as a city for that collective deep breath when we can finally say, okay, we're at a normal place now. But it takes adults in the room to get us to that point. And I hope that Lori realizes that.
Well, speaking of Lori Lightfoot, the mayor, she was asked about the crime situation again yesterday, and she gave an answer that we've heard her say in the past. She said that there have to be consequences to these crimes, and we're seeing some of the same people commit them, and she thinks she was referring to carjackings in particular, where they're doing it again and again, and there seemingly is no consequence. And she says we have to be a society of laws and let people know there will be consequences when you do this kind of thing. I know she's had a sit down with Kim Fox, and that was only a week ago. It seems they're definitely on the same page, not on the same page. Are you? Do you believe the mayor's right when she says that that's one of the issues here that we're seeing?
Well, absolutely. We are a society without consequences. If you could be a 14-year-old that pulls out a gun on somebody and steals their car, nothing happens to you. Or a 25-year-old that, you know, is looting stores every weekend and they catch you and nothing happens to you. Absolutely. We see that. That is emboldening people. But, you know, the mayor tries to play it both ways and blaming Kim Fox when she herself is the one who endorsed her for re-election. What fault does she have to bear because of the fact that she put that woman back in power doing the same policies that she has been doing for the last 4 years that have negatively impacted the city of Chicago? You know, the mayor tries to dip her toes into the lake as a boss and then jump back and say, well, it's not my fault that it's like this. But she's the mayor of Chicago. She endorsed the Cook County State's Attorney. She has allowed the superintendent to play this cat and mouse game with all of them, so that they keep pointing its fingers at each other. The one thing none of them has done is taken ownership of what's going on in the city and said that they're going to work to fix it. That is what leadership is. You have to take ownership of what's going on so that you could move forward. Because right now, everyone pointing the fingers at the next guy is leaving 800 people dead in the city of Chicago this year, 3,000 people shot and survived, and countless more traumatized by the unending violence that they've seen in their neighborhoods.
Yeah, I think the mayor, I thought, would be more on the same page with the state's attorney after the Cook County state's attorney after that meeting. I thought we'd see more of a unified message there, and I think all of us were hoping to. But I'm not sure. That, to me, signaled that they're still very much not on the same page, and that is something that we'd all like to see everybody get together with a strategy for crime fighting. I mean, it's important for our city to figure this out, right? This isn't about politics. It's very core. This is about the future of our city, and I think all of us would like to see that as citizens.
I think the only ones that are on the same page are the criminals who know that they can push the system to the brink, knowing that the leaders who should be in charge of guiding us forward are too busy focused on trying to tear each other down than on trying to lift the city up.
Alderman Lopez, appreciate your thoughts this Friday, and I hope you enjoy your weekend. I hope you, I hope it's not as busy. I know it's been a terribly busy week for all you and in council, and I hope you get some rest this weekend and enjoy yourself, too.
Anna, today is National Make Your Dogs Day, and I intend to do exactly that.
I love it. I love it.
Join me in doing that as well.
Thanks, Alderman Lopez.
Take care now.